Welcome, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with you.
One of President Donald Trump's first acts in office was to sign an executive order kind of opening the door for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. What do you make of that action?
There is enormous political pressure from the Republican base to undo what they call Obamacare. And the president and the legislative leaders are responding to that pressure by using the budget reconciliation process in Congress to start moving in that direction, and with this executive order by the president. These are first steps, kind of process steps. The problem that they're going to, actually that they've run into already, is that they don't have an alternative, and they can't agree on an alternative. Despite 7.5 years of complaining, they've never produced anything. So there's going to be intense pressure on them to try to come up with something. They've basically set themselves a path to get to the repeal of Obamacare, but they have no idea how actually to walk that path and what to come up with.
So you've introduced some legislation just now. What you're proposing is something called a public option. Can you talk about what that is?
Yes. When we were, first of all, this doesn't replace the Affordable Care Act at all. It would be an addition to it. And in fact, the original Affordable Care Act, we hoped, would have a public option in it. And I was the author of that public option. It would be that you would set up these different markets in which private insurers would compete, but they'd also be competing against a public alternative that people would have. Ben Franklin once said that the best way to tell whether a stick is crooked is to lay a straight stick next to it. And so we would hope that the public option would be the straight stick that would be honest, available, solid, and kind of discipline the market around it and prevent insurers from collectively kind of abandoning the market on purpose in order to create turmoil. Because at that point, instead of creating turmoil, all they'd be doing is moving people to the public option. So they would need to compete in good faith against a public insurance plan. And we're trying to renew that. As long as the Republicans want to reopen this conversation, then we want to reopen the notion of a public option to provide that kind of strength and support and discipline to the marketplace.
So in other words, we're talking about a government negotiated public health insurance option that would be available through the online health insurance marketplaces as they stand.
Yep.
And when we say government negotiated, meaning the rates that provide healthcare providers are paid, and in addition, drug prices, which
yep.
would be a new thing for the government to get involved in.
Yes, the pharmaceutical industry has been really pretty powerful in Washington, and they were able to get into the pharmaceutical benefit for Medicare, really astounding provision, which says that the government can't negotiate with them over their prices. Go to Walmart and ask other big buyers whether they negotiate right. over prices with their suppliers. Of course they do. CMS was not allowed to because of the power of the pharmaceutical industry. And at least as to the public option, we would give this plan the authority to negotiate as they should have.
Mm-hmm. And this public option you're talking about would give the insured, people who choose this plan, access to the same Medicare and Medicaid providers that other people have under those plans?
Yeah, it would probably start with Medicare and Medicaid as its base. Mm-hmm. Each one would have to be separate state by state, and each one would have to stand on its own 2 feet actuarially state by state. It would have to balance out over time.
In terms of what the premiums cost.
Exactly, in terms of premiums and costs. Mm-hmm. Everybody's confident in Medicare. And if this was nothing more than a Medicare public option, if it didn't take advantage of any innovation, I think it would still be pretty popular for people. What? I can sign up and get basically Medicare while I'm young? I'll take that.
Under your plan, would there be an individual mandate, a requirement that everybody have insurance?
This adds to the existing Affordable Care Act. So it doesn't add any new mandates. The mandates of the Affordable Care Act are the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. This simply adds to the competition in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, a public option that can give people more confidence and also keep insurers a little bit more, you know, they'll have an honorable competitor that they have to match.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, in a Republican-dominated Congress with a Republican president, What chance do you think this legislation has?
Republicans are in a real pickle. And the idea that they are going to be able to get a solid Republican majority behind an alternative to the Affordable Care Act does not seem probable right now. So after they have done fighting with each other about what their plan should look like and how big a hole they'll have it kick in the debt and the deficit and how many people will or will not be covered and all of the stuff they have yet to negotiate amongst themselves, my guess is that they won't be able to put enough votes together in order to pass anything, which means that they'll have to come to the Democrats and say, okay, let's do something bipartisan. And in that case, this is on the table.
Let's just talk a little bit about Medicaid. Republicans are floating the idea that they turn Medicaid into a block grant. And for people who don't know what that is, right now, the state and the federal government share costs about 50-50 for Medicaid. And that's the state health insurance plan for the poor and the disabled. What are your thoughts on a block grant? That would be kind of a set amount of money that the feds give to states, say, here, spend this on Medicaid. What's your take on that possibility?
One of the disciplines on Medicaid is that it is tied to people who actually show up and who qualify. And the amount of money that a state gets depends on the amount of people who show up and who qualify. If you eliminate that link and you just allow Congress to start block granting to the states, you allow them to start cutting the federal share versus the states, and you eliminate a lot of the discipline of the tension between federal and state government working together to try to come up with better plans. Governor Raimondo just won a very big grant to try to rebuild state Medicaid services in a way that is better for people and more efficient. Those kind of things become very hard to do with a block grant. And the incentive to Congress to simply slowly but surely throttle Medicaid and leave it, push it more and more onto the states becomes, I think, particularly with the budget cutting desires of this Republican Congress, pretty hard to resist. Mm-hmm. So it unanchors a program from the people that it's designed to serve. And I think that once that is cut loose, the likelihood of Medicaid surviving very long, it'll be, I think, consistently shrinking, and states will more and more and more have to pick up the tab.
What is your strategy for working with a Congress like this, with a president like this, both Republican, who, you know, may decide not to work with you? What's the strategy?
Sure. There's a legislative process, and they need to get a majority of votes in the House, and they need to get a supermajority of votes on most things in the Senate. And if they're unable to get together on a plan that they can all agree to ram through on a partisan basis, then they're going to have to work with us. And I think we are eager to work with them when they get to that point. But at this stage, nobody wants to negotiate against nothing. We'd just be negotiating against ourselves. If they want to proceed in good faith, it's their job to put together what their plan is. And then we have our plan, which is Obamacare. We have their plan. And then we can negotiate between the two, or they can decide theirs is so wonderful that they want to ram it through on a partisan basis. But they haven't gotten there yet. So we're still waiting. It's been a long wait. As I said, 7 years of no plan. And maybe they'll be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat, but I don't see much that looks like a rabbit.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse introducing legislation to extend the Affordable Care Act to introduce a public option. Thank you so much for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thank you for having me.